student for budget allocation to health system. Thailand has continuously invested in and strengthened the country's public health system based on four key principles, namely equality, fairness, freedom of choice, and maximum efficiency. Priorities have also been given to access and affordability of basic health care, which have been provided for people in the country without discrimination. At the same time, people have freedom to choose the type of health care they want, which usually depend on their preference as well as their means. As per the recommendation on access to the USC by migrant worker and vulnerable raised by some member state. To elaborate further for what my head of delegation mentioned on USC, initiated in 2002, Thailand's universal health coverage today covers the entire population of Thai people, as well as non-Thai individuals. For Thai people, government officers and their families are entitled to benefits from the service welfare system. In addition, those who purchase the insurance can also have access to social security benefits. Those who are not eligible to these aforementioned systems are covered by the USC. For foreign workers and migrant workers registered by their employers, the government has put in place a social security system to ensure their access to the healthcare. As for those who are not registered, health insurance at affordable price are also made available for them, include their children. The USC has led to the development of the strong multi-stakeholder partnership in the country that has pushed forward many important health strategies and policies. With regard to the group with status and rights issue, according to the cabinet resolution of the 20 March 2010 and 20 April 2015, the MOPH shall be responsible for taking care of their basic rights to health, including health promotion, medical treatment, health restoration, and disease prevention. Their per capita budget allocated is equal to people under USC system. Regarding the concern raised by representative of Lao PDR and some member state on Thailand's COVID-19 vaccination plan for foreigners and migrant workers, the government has allocated a budget over $40 million to support medical expense for groups with status and right problem during COVID-19 across country. This includes vaccination, especially in areas with severe outbreak. The government is determined to fully comprehensively provide COVID-19 vaccination for foreigner migrant workers, regardless of their status by 2022. For prisoner, MOPH and Department of Corrections has been worked tirelessly to control the spread of COVID-19 in all prisons and correctional institutions, COVID-19 command centers and field hospitals were set up at our facility in close coordination with the local public health office to ensure timely response, provision of treatment, and prevention of possible widespread outbreaks. Thank you.